Students from the New York Institute for Special Education opened the ceremony with a song. The lyrics declared that they are the movers and the shakers, the names in tomorrow's papers. The United Nations wants their dreams to become reality on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities and beyond. Emmanuel Elisha Ford, who also attends the Institute and hopes to become a meteorologist, made what he described as an urgent and earnest plea for a better world.
To everyone listening, be aware, this is an alert. It is very important that we prepare now, because stormy weather is in the forecast for people with disabilities. Please heed this storm warning and put in place laws to protect and respect people with disabilities all over the world, especially in developing countries.
Emmanuel was born with cerebral palsy and a torn retina, and he read his statement using Braille. He's among the more than 1 billion people worldwide with disabilities. At roughly 15% of the global population, they are the world's largest minority, according to the United Nations. Daniela Baz, a director in the UN's Department of Economic and Social Affairs, said although persons with disabilities have achieved many advances over the past decades, there's more to be done.
In reality, the majority of persons with disabilities remain excluded from the mainstream of society and development and are disproportionately represented among the world's poor.
In September 2013, the United Nations will host a high-level meeting on disabilities and development, the first of its kind. The goal is to create political impetus for including people with disabilities in the development agenda in the period after 2015. Libran Kabak-Tulan, the ambassador of the Philippines to the United Nations, is one of the facilitators for that meeting.
It will not only bring the needed visibility to strengthen efforts in ensuring accessibility for and inclusion of persons with disabilities in all aspects of development efforts, but will help us decide on the way forward to achieve our goal of full and equal participation of persons with disabilities in society.
Among the other events in New York to commemorate the day are a film festival and panel discussion. Celebrations are also taking place around the world, including a performance in the United Kingdom featuring athletes from the Paralympic Games alongside a choir consisting of deaf and hearing children. Deanne Penn, United Nations.